Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. In Jesus' name, fellow servants of Christ. Last Friday, we heard about the Global Peace Index and how different that is from the Global Peace Initiative that Jesus brought in Bethlehem. And then on Sunday, we heard about this. Remember this? I'm not as bad as the other guy. One of the defensive weapons with which we sometimes try to make our own peace with God. How flimsy is that? So much more substantial, more real is the peace with God that Jesus came to win for us on the cross. The peace of which the angels sang is, of course, based on the full forgiveness of all sin and has eternal effects. It gives us the ability to stand before God on Judgment Day. That's the peace which surpasses all understanding and lasts beyond the end of endings. But the peace that Jesus accomplished for us also has its effect on our lives right now. And today's Beatitude reminds us of this. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. What do you think a peacemaker does? And please don't say shoots a 45 caliber projectile. Maybe we think of a referee who helps bring a contest to a peaceful conclusion. More seriously, a marriage counselor to whom couples turn when they feel their relationship slipping away. That takes some special skill, doesn't it? Of course, the real peacemaker in those situations in a Christian marriage is not some PhD. He is actually God, the Prince of Peace. It is he who in turn makes husbands and wives peacemakers. For example, he calms their fear and stills their dread, assures them of his love and power. His power to pick them up when, following his word, a husband lays down his life for his wife, making his decisions always with her best interest in mind. That's laying down your life. And the same Lord also upholds the wife who, following him, yields to her husband. Both of them leave themselves wide open to being taken advantage of. For they don't give 50-50, they give 100% to each other. The wife could say, "This and this are in my best interest," and lead him around by the nose. The husband could say, "Submitting to me means you must be in favor of every harebrained idea I have." But they can give to each other without reservation, without fear of being taken advantage of, because they are following the one who instituted marriage and who says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Trusting such a gracious Savior will bring peace to a marriage." May that blessing be yours, God willing. And what about making peace between people who are not married? Jesus says in this same sermon, "If you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. So if you have said or done something against someone, it is your move. You are the designated peacemaker. And if your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you, Matthew 18. So if you are the one sinned against, it is still your move. Again, the goal is forgiveness, and you are the peacemaker. The angels watching will whisper to one another how they resemble the Master. Surely they are the children of God. For when this sin's night was black with our evil doings against Him, our Prince of Peace came to us to redeem and rescue us. And when the sins against us were laid on Him, again He came to His captors, saying, "Whom do you seek? I am He. Let these go." So when we follow Jesus, He makes us peacemakers too. As He says in the same chapter, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven." He causes His sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Lord, help us to take seriously the peace with God that You have given us, so that it will show in our lives too, and glorify You in the highest. Amen. The last three stanzas.